Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, wow, wow! Next Friday, I got a big announcement that I will make. I will make that big announcement next Friday after the musical guest performs. So, after the musical guest performs next Friday, I will make that big announcement next week. But that's next week's show. This week's show, we're getting ready for WWE SummerSlam. 1 week until next Saturday, SummerSlam. Live on the Cock. 8, 7 Central, live Detroit, Michigan. And what a card we already have already. You know, it's going to be something to see. But next Friday show, we're going to do the prediction show, who I think will win at SummerSlam next Saturday night on the Cock. You know, we'll see. We'll see how that goes from there. We're just a couple weeks away until the college football game starts. Jim Harbaugh will not be there. He's now serving a 4-game suspension. Stupidity, right? Stupidity. You know, I don't understand why Jim Harbaugh is getting suspended for stupid pity. Something that the league doesn't give a damn about. So Jim Harbaugh will have a 4-game suspension for violation rules. I think it's a bunch of garbage, but it's weird how they do it. What is going on with Eric Carlson's trade? San Jose wants more. They want more in the trade. Why do they want more? Because it's more money for them, right? More money for them. But I don't understand how they want more money. The Penguins are looking for Eric Carlson. They might not get Eric Carlson. I don't understand how this is going on. San Jose is playing games with the Hurricanes, with the Penguins. San Jose wants more. How much more do you want for Eric Carlson? Now, people say, who did the Penguins give up? They're saying they gave up Jeff Petrie, Gramlin, and 2 draft picks. Now, other people said it was Petrie and Gramlin, of course, and Casey the Smith and a draft pick. Then they said it was Jeff Petrie, Gramlin, and P.O. Joseph in a draft pick. So, you know, it's so crazy. What do they want? I don't know what the Hurricanes offer them. I don't know. But right now, San Jose is playing games with the Penguins and the Hurricanes. Now you got the Toronto Maple Leafs. They want to trade him to the Maple Leafs, to a Canadian team. Carlson does not want to go to a Canadian team. He wants to go to the Penguins. He said that. Eric Carlson said that he wants to go to the Penguins. And like I said, I think San Jose is scared. I think they're scared to trade Carlson to the Penguins. Because they don't have no hair on their ass. And they have no balls either. They don't have any, like I said, they don't have any grapefruit. Speaking of grapefruit, before I get to the parks and stuff like that, how about WWE chairman owner Vince McMahon is at home recovering after he had back surgery just 1 week ago. So, you know, McMahon can very, very go to himself and say, I'm going to go have back surgery to my back. I have back pain. This is a guy who is a, you know, go out there and try to get girls and if try to seduce them back in the day. Then Triple H took over. He's done a pretty good job. And then McMahon tries to screw him like he always does. If nothing's right, nothing goes McMahon's way, he wraps it up and says, screw you. But what can you do? He's the owner. You know, when this buyout came out with, you know, Dana White and the other owners, part owners, with McMahon, like I said, who got screwed? Those two guys did. McMahon's not getting screwed. He's out there getting back surgery, and he's a billionaire. He is a billionaire. So, McMahon is sitting pretty. So you got Dana White. I forget the other person who bought the inside of the thing. But you got those two, the investors, and you got McMahon, who's just at home, resting his back, and that's it. What can you do? Nothing. Well, after the trade by to Carlos Santana goes to Milwaukee, the Pirates will play in the Philadelphia Phillies, a cross-run rival, Pirates versus Philly. The Pirates lost 2-1. Now, who else is going to be traded? Rich Hill? Bednar? Hedges? Well, Hedges should get traded. He sucks. McCutcheon will not be traded. McCutcheon ain't leaving. Big down. He said he lives there. So is David Bednar. You got Mitch Keller as well. David Bednar is from Pittsburgh. And now McCutcheon has a house here in Pittsburgh. These two guys don't want to leave. So I don't see McCutcheon going anywhere and David Bednar not going anywhere either. Rich Hill will probably be gone. Austin Hedges definitely gone. Mitch Keller will not be gone. Like I said, Carlos Santana is now in Milwaukee. I don't know what he did tonight. I don't know if he even played tonight. But what can I say? Who knows? Who cares? We'll see what happens. We're just a couple weeks away for college, you know, when they play their first game around August 30th, whatever. We're 2 months away until the start of the NFL season. Yeah. How about that? The NFL season is fever. Today was day two for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, in the heat side. And, you know, a little bit of injuries. Deontay Johnson, the guy who couldn't score a touchdown last year, he got hurt. But he came back, you know, probably a little cramp in his little side there. And you got Kenny Pickett, who this is going to be his first week one start. Last year, he came in week four, Gover, and did a pretty good job and got the Steelers a 9-8. This is Kenny's first start, his first start in the NFL. This is his first start. This ain't his rookie year no more. It's pro time for Kenny Pickett. Now, Kenny Pickett's been dealing with a lot of crap in the offseason. Just remember, he got his car stolen in Pittsburgh somewhere, you know, after he left his car at a, you know, automotive place, put the keys in it. That was dumb. And then the only thing that was in his car was the playbook. Like I said, don't worry, it was a Matt Cannon playbook, so it will not be nothing different there. But Matt Canada is terrible. Canada is a terrible offensive corner. I've been saying this, and I've been saying this, and they keep bringing him back. Who brought him back? Was it the Rooney or Tomlin? I think it was all the Rooney. Or maybe it was Tomlin, too. But I don't understand why you bring back a schmo, Matt Canada. Matt Canada thinks he can go out there and win a game and stuff like that. Oh, I got my team to 9-8. That's probably the reason why he stayed. He saved his ass. Well, actually, I think Kenny Pickett saved Canada's ass. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And then basically they saved Tomlin's freaking, you know, record, hasn't lost a game since being the NFL as a head coach, whatever. His, you know, streak still alive. But, you know, understandable. I think if Mitch Trubisky would have been still in the starting role, Mike Tomlin would have had a losing season for the first time in his career as an NFL coach. And I'm talking about head coach. This guy is was a defensive guy from Minnesota, and then the Steelers hired him as a coach. Do you feel bad for Mike Tomlin? No. Nobody feels bad for Mike Tomlin. But like I said, if he didn't put Kenny Pickett in, it would have been all over for Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin would never know what to do with himself. Seriously, he would never know what to do with himself if he would have lost, have a losing season. I think it would have been hilarious. But Mike Tomlin can go out there and say, I can do well as a head coach. And, you know, here's the thing. You have Ben Roethlisberger as your quarterback all those seasons. Now, I don't know how he survived with Zach Hedges when Ben went down week two. Mason Rudolph, okay, because Ben was out for the remainder of the season after torn his elbow, whatever. I don't know how he survived that. But he did. Unbelievable, right? But I understand how you can say, I can understand all that. But Mike Tomlin is basically the coach, but Tomlin wants a new contract probably. And the Steelers are trying to extend him a contract. Basically, this is what they do. They do this every year trying to extend him on a contract. But understandable. See what happened with Mike Tomlin's contract. Because does Mike, here's the thing. Does Mike Tomlin deserve an extension on his contract? Like, seriously. Does he want a contract? Does he get a contract? I'm not sure. I mean, he's going to get one. He's going to get one by the Steelers. The Steelers will give him a contract. And maybe this time he'll learn a lesson and say, oh, maybe I should never come back. I mean, maybe I shouldn't come back. Because I know the Steelers want to resign him to a new extension. But will they? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's their guy. That's it. The Steelers have their coach until Tomlin retires as the head coach of the Steelers, just like with Bill Cowher and Chuck Knoll on that. That's how it is. That's how it works. We'll see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mr. Kessler for tonight's show. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Elton John.
Oh,
Here on my show for the last couple years since he's been on the show. Enjoy your retirement, Elton John. And like I said, next week's show, we will have a big announcement next Friday's show, and then we'll do the prediction show for SummerSlam. The World Cup keeps going on pretty good. You know, Brazil will play tomorrow at 6 a.m. England's already advanced. USA will have a chance to advance on Tuesday, the champions, and we'll see if that happens. Until Monday night, have a good weekend, and talk to you guys on Monday here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.